Podcasting.
Almost live.
Everything digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
It is actually it was raining earlier, but now it is a pretty clear Sunday here in the studio, and I am Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast for Sunday, November 21st, 2004. And it does seem like I'm doing one of these every day now. I don't think it's going to continue that way, but at least for now, enjoy the daily podcast. So... I'm going to go ahead and start this one with your news headlines for today. All right. The new MSN search beta adds new features but does not outdo Google. Nintendo's new dual-screen DS handheld is now on U.S. shelves. Space tourism legislation has cleared the House and has been sent to the Senate. Thousands of Mac users lined up overnight waiting for the opening of the first UK Apple Store. And the Toyota Prius Hybrid has been named the 2005 European Car of the Year. And those are just the brief headlines. There are links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.tk, as always. So, moving on, I have some more non-RIAA music for you. And this is also from Brad Sucks. I was looking for other artists, found a website, I forget what it was called, Underground Independent Music Archive or something. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, I wouldn't recommend it because the songs take about 10 minutes to download each one. I think there's a lot of people on the site. All the songs are for free, but they take forever to download. So I gave up on that and went back to bradsucks.net and got another one of his pieces. So here you go. This is Brad Sucks' Total Breakdown. Brad Sucks' Total Breakdown. Some non-AA music for you. So, something I noticed. I was looking through the iPodder X podcast directory, and the number of total podcasts went down from over 1,000 to 614. Maybe more by now, but I'm not sure. Anyway, the Everything Digital podcast is still in there. And I'm not really sure what they did. I think maybe they were cleaning up the directory, getting rid of duplicates and or feeds that were no longer active and similar problems with the directory. But I'm not sure. Maybe they had a server error and lost all the new submissions. I don't know. Anyway, it's down to 614 now, and that has actually moved the Everything Digital podcast up in rank to number 57, I think. I'll have to check that, but I think it's around there. Should be in the 50s by now. And I'd like to thank all those who are subscribing to our feed, because it has helped us get to 57 out of 614, which I think is quite an achievement, and I'm definitely going to pursue a higher rank, but I'm content with this for now. I've got the Chargers game on in the background, and it looks like they're beating Oakland 23-14 currently. Probably by the time I put this up, the game will be over. Fourth quarter, 10:40 to play. For all you Charger fans, you're probably pretty happy this season. They're doing pretty well. We could definitely see them going into the playoffs. I don't know about the Super Bowl. Probably a little premature to be thinking about that. They, after all, are the Chargers. So don't get your hopes up. But it's definitely looking better than it has for the past few years. But of course, Oakland isn't much of a team this year, so beating Oakland isn't a huge accomplishment. Anyway, back to technology. I used MSN's new beta search, and I talked about this in the news headlines. And in accordance with the headlines, really, I wasn't extremely impressed. First of all, whenever you do a search, you immediately think, wow, they really ripped off Google here. The way they do the text colors and everything. However, their formatting, as much as it does look like Google, it's worse. It is confusing. The results look like they run into each other. I don't know. They put the ads first instead of on the side. You could probably get used to it, but it's confusing. Another thing is, and I'm sure they'll fix this, but search.msn.com or beta.search.msn.com is definitely a lot more frustrating to type in than google.com. So maybe they'll get a different domain besides search.msn.com. Or maybe they already do. I'm not sure. If you're a Google fan, here's my recommendation. MSN and search for, and I quote, Google is much better than MSN search. Those exact words. And if we all do that several times and press the return button to keep refreshing it, I've already done it a couple times, then maybe we can get it on their most popular search list. I know it's a long shot, but that'd be funny. To see Google is much better than MSN search up there on most popular searches. There'll be a link in the show notes, and just click that link, it will bring you to MSN search and automatically search for that specific query. Then you can just hit return a couple times, and we'll see if we can boost the numbers of this specific search. And maybe we can outdo the celebrity searches that usually pop up on the most popular. I don't know. Since it is a beta, there's probably not a huge amount of people searching on it. I think I'm going to leave you with that. This is probably going to be about a little more than 10 minutes, which is a little less than usual or that I've been doing lately. But since I'm doing it every day, definitely harder to find content. Here is Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, to finish up with. You can post comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk. Or you can call 1-484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment for us. And possibly I'll play that on the next show. I still haven't gotten any audio comments yet, and I'm eagerly awaiting the first one. I think it's an interesting way to receive feedback, and definitely the ability to play it on the show is nice. So if you've got nothing better to do and you've got a phone nearby, pick it up, dial 1-484-737-0669 and leave us an audio comment. So I will see you on the next podcast.